Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Pei Beis. We are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Hey and Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's all the way at the end of Samach Vav Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Hazarek Min Yam LeYabasha Min Yabasha LeYam. Somebody throws something from the sea onto the dry land or from the dry land onto the sea. That's basically in between a Karmelis and Rosh Hashanah or Umin Yam LeSfinu Min Sfinu LeYam from the water into a boat or from the boat into the water. That's in between a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and a Karmelis Umin Sfinu LeChaverta or from one ship to another. Potter is potter. That means l'chatchil it's allowed to be done. However, if he does do so, he's potter. However, svina is kshur zubazu, metaltal mizulazu. If two ships are tied to each other, one is allowed to be metaltal from one to the other. However, im ein kshur, so they're not tied, aval bishumukafas, even though they're right next to each other, in metaltal mizulazu, no caring from one to another. Now, like Mar tells us, aval baruch chana amar, he explains, b'kshur is begemi, even though they're tied with like a reed of sorts, and it's not this really strong tie with rope of sorts that prevents the ships from moving apart, it's not a problem. As long as they're tied to each other in some form or way, one is allowed to carry from one to the other. And for the clarification of this, Rabbi Yisrael Bun Omar, he says, it has to be that these two ships made an erev with each other. We're talking about ships that are owned by separate people, and therefore, if we have the combination of them being both tied together, and that there's an erev chatzeros that was made in between them, so that we could care from one ship to another, because basically, like, Turushay Sayachid, and we know that we could care from one Rosh Hashayachid to another if there's an erev made. Rabbi Rav Imi, they argue about this. Chain same B'Shem Rav Blazer, both of them say in name Rav Blazer, two different opinions. Chat number one says, B'Shein B'Nein Rech Havarba, the only way that one's allowed to care from one ship to the other, if there isn't a four tefach gap in between them, even if they're tied and an erev was made, there still can't be four tefachim of space in between them, because that four tefachim of space is a karmelis. It's right over the sea, and as we've been talking about, the sea is a karmelis, and we're not allowed to carry from one Rosh Hashanah to another derech a karmelis. Whereas B'charna Amar, the other one says, afilu yesh b'nein reichav arba, even if there is four tefachim in between them, we still could carry from one to the other. And v'lo yadin man ar medal, we don't know who said this one, who said that in the name of Blazer. And here we have a clarity, mean mad amar b'yaisa in the name of Yaakov bar Zavdi, and Rav Chia said b'shem Rav Blazer. So here we see b'feirus Rav Chia saying the name of Blazer, afilu enun gvayis hasara, even if the walls of the ship are not 10 tefachim high, still one is allowed to carry from one to the other. And Havidu Amar, that tells us that he holds b'she'en b'nein rechav arba, that there's not allowed to be four tefachim space in between them, because since the walls of the ship are not 10 tefachim high, that would make a four tefach gap in between the ship a proper karmelis, and one can't carry from Rosh Hashayachid to another Rosh Hashayachid derech a karmelis. Now the Gemara really just repeats itself. Havin b'ayin meimar, we would say from here the man to Amar b'she'en b'nein rechav arba, the man to Amar regarding the space in between the ships, that there's not allowed to be four tefachim between, afilu enun gvayis hasara, that means that even if the walls of the ship are not 10 tefachim high, still one could carry from one to the other, because again, there isn't four tefachim space in between, it's just a regular makam tur, and so therefore we could carry from one to the other. And continue to speak this out, man da'amr gvayis hasara, according to man da'amr, that the walls of the ship are 10 tefachim tall, afilu yesh b'nei merechav arba, even if there is four tefachim space in between them, we could still carry from one to another, and it's because amr b'chanan b'rei Rav Hillel, v'hushei kol avir karmelis b'seich hasara, that's because all the airspace of a karmelis is within 10. A karmelis is just like Rosh Hashanah in this way, that it only extends up until 10 tefachim, but above 10 tefachim is considered makam tur. Therefore, if the walls of the ship are above 10 tefachim, even if there's 4 tefachim between the ships, it's not a problem, because any carrying is being done above the karmelis, which is considered makam tur, and that's beseder. We continue discussing this. Svina Shabayam, we have a ship in the sea, gvaya asar tefachim, it's 10 tefachim tall, in metaltal mitachal yam, v'lem in yam l'taycha, no transferring from it to the sea, or from the sea into it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, im haysa mukam in amayim asar tefachim, v'ena gvaya min amayim asar tefachim. Let's say the walls of the ship are actually 10 tefachim, but a lot of that is inside the water. The walls of the ship, we're really talking about a boat because it's much smaller, they don't extend 10 tefachim above the water level, but they are 10 tefachim high. One could transfer from the boat into the sea, but not from the sea into it. But now Ravo said, Rabbi Yechon asked on this, why would it be permitted to transfer from the boat to the sea? Seemingly, because the walls of the boat don't extend 10 tefachim above the water level, and therefore it's a karmelis just like the sea is, and therefore one's allowed to transfer from one to the other. Well, imkani, if that's really so, afil miniyam l'teicha, the one should be allowed to transfer from the sea into the boat. Avil miniyam l'teicha aser, why would you say that from the sea into the boat is aser, m'nei she'amuka asara, because really the boat is 10 tefachim deep, meaning the walls are 10 tefachim, they might not be extending above sea level 10 tefachim, but they still are 10 tefachim, and therefore the boat's Rosh Hashayachid, and that's why you're not allowed to transfer from the sea, which is a karmelis, into the boat, which is Rosh Hashayachid. Well, imkani, if that's so, afil miniyam l'teicha, the one shouldn't be allowed to transfer from the boat into the sea. Bottom line, the question is, why is one allowed to transfer from the boat into the sea, but not from the sea into the boat? And Arav Oven, he answers, why is it permitted to transfer from it into the sea? Only because of danger. That's the real reason why. Really, transferring between the sea and boat in the sea should be usur. It's just that it's dangerous if we have a bunch of wastewater and other things in the boat that need to be dumped out, and that's why one's allowed to do so, not for any other reason. Now, we have a very similar din. A Braisa tells us, we have a rock jutting out of the sea very often near the shore, where the water is still somewhat shallow, there'll be rocks jutting out. If it's 10 tfachim tall, in no being metaltel from it to the sea or from the sea into it, because it's a Rosh Hashayachid and no transferring from Rosh Hashayachid to Carmelus and vice versa. Whereas Pachsimikan, mutter. If it's less than 10 tfachim height above the water, it's permitted. And the question is, Mabin Sel, Mabin Sfino. What's the difference between a rock and a ship? We just said if the rock is less than 10 tfachim above the water level, no problem. Lechatchili ladder transfer from it into the water and from the water onto it. But in regards to the boat, we had just said, if it's not 10 tfachim above water level, we're only allowed to transfer from the boat into the water, mibnei sakana, and not from the water into the boat. And the answer is pebezo and bez on top, sfino oilevi yeredes, selabim kaimahi, a ship goes up and down, the boat bobs up and down out of the water, so it's clearly distinct and separate from the water, whereas the rock stays in its place, it's stationary. And therefore, one's not allowed to transfer from the sea into the boat, because even though the boat might be considered a carmelis, it's still a distinctly separate carmelis than the ocean, therefore we can't transfer in between them. Since it's stationary, it's basically part of the sea, therefore we carry from one to the other. And we continue discussing this brisa, but we have to add in a piece which is missing. After the brisa mentioned that if this rock is jutting out of the sea is less than 10 tfachim, it then tells us that one is allowed to carry within this rock, meaning he's allowed to go on the rock and carry within it as long as it's no larger than the size of two beis saw. And the question is as follows, well, like carmelis, isn't this rock considered a carmelis because it's less than 10 tfachim above the water level? Isn't it only permitted to carry within a carmelis 4 amos? One doesn't have free range to carry within a whole carmelis. He's only allowed to carry 4 amos. So how can the brisa tell us that this rock, which is a carmelis, is allowed to be carried up until the size of two beis saw? And on this, Amar Rav Ila, Rav Ila answers, al raisha, this din, the ones allowed to carry on this rock up until two beis saw, is really going on the raisha of the brisa, which I told us, sel shabayam, gavayas ar tfachim, if this rock is 10 tfachim above sea level, then ein metaltel mitaycha liyam v'lo miyam l'taycha, one is allowed to transfer from it to the sea or from the sea into it, because the rock is considered rishus hayachid, not a carmelis, and that's why one is allowed to carry within the rock itself up until the size of two beis saw, because it's regular rishus hayachid. But yoyser mikain, if the rock is larger than two beis saw, then you can't carry there. Why not? Because nasas kemechitza shehuk v'zroim, it's considered like a mechitza that's surrounded for planting, she'in mutal taltoba el barba amos, the one is not allowed to carry within it except for 4 amos. This is a din regarding rishus hayachid. One does not have free range to carry within rishus hayachid, no matter the size. Just because rishus hayachid, you can't carry within it. Only if it's considered hukif ledira, if it's surrounded with walls and it's meant for living and could be lived in, so then you have free range to carry however much you want. But if it's hukif lezrayim, meaning even if it's surrounded with walls but it can't be lived in or it's not designed to be lived in, so then it's really just meant for planting, one is not allowed to carry within it up until the size of two beis saw. But if it's more than two beis saw, you're only allowed to carry dalet amos in it. And that's what this brisa is referring to. Now we continue discussing the second part of the brisa, which had said, pachas mikan, if it's less than 10 tfachim above sea level, metaltel mitaycha liyam v'liyam l'taycha, one can carry from the sea to it and from it into the sea because it's a carmelis. And now we just quote the end of the brisa, even though it's not really relevant for here. And we talked about base of sayim. And now we just clarify. Rav Bon Bar Chiya Bar, he asks the following: Me'ato shtei karmelios smucha zulazu metaltel mezulazu. Based off of the safe of the brisa, we should be able to carry from one carmelis to another if they're right next to each other. Right now we're understanding that the water and the rock are two distinct karmelios because there's water and there's rock, so it's obviously different. And that means we should be allowed to carry in between any carmelis which is different than a carmelis that's next to it. For example, if we have water right next to a bunch of fields which are considered a carmelis, we should be allowed to transfer from the water to the fields, from the fields to the water, but we know we're not allowed to. But why not? It seems to be from this rock case that we are allowed to. And Aram Chanan, Rav Hilly answers, Mekivin Shayam Mekivin Mekal Tzad, since the water surrounds this rock on all sides, Kamisha Kula Karmelis Achas, it's considered like it's one entity of a Karmelis, and that's where you're allowed to transfer from the rock to the water and vice versa. Now we have another din regarding this boat. Rav Nuna Amar, Rav Nuna tells us, Nesar Shu Chosos Sfina, there's a board sticking out of the ship, Ve'in by Roy Chavarba, and it's not 4 Tfachim wide. So it's a Mokim Ptur, Mutter Leshev Bai, a person's allowed to sit on this board, Velasu Sarcha B'Shabbos, and do what he needs to do on Shabbos. He could dump stuff from it into the sea, he could pull water out of the sea onto it, and that's because of Makam Ptur. And we know that L'chadchila, you're allowed to transfer from Makam Ptur into Karmelis, from a Karmelis into Makam Ptur. However, Amar Rav Mana says that no, Ilu Amar Teva Pchusa Yos, if he would have said a box that's missing the bottom, then that would be okay. Rav Mana is arguing and saying that no, we had learned 2 daf ago that if we have a Makam Ptur right next to Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hasharabim, L'chadchila, one is not allowed to transfer from Rosh Hashayachid onto the Makam Ptur and from the Makam Ptur into the Rosh Hasharabim, or vice versa. And that's what he's doing over here on this gangplank that's sticking out of the boat. He's bringing something from the boat, which is Rosh Hashayachid, onto the plank, which is a Makam Ptur, and then dumping that stuff into the Rosh Hasharabim, which is a Karmelis. And we're not allowed to use a Makam Ptur like that, and the only way to be permitted is by using this Teva Pchusa. What's a Teva Pchusa? Basically, it's a box that's 4x4 Tfachim that's missing its bottom. And if we apply a din that we see a lot by Sukkah and by Erevin, that's called good Achas Mechitzta, that when we have Mechitzas, we can extend them all the way down, so then one would be allowed to transfer to and from this box. How so? Well, since the box is 4x4 Tfachim, and using good Achas, we extend the walls all the way down into the sea, it's considered Rosh Hashayachid, And therefore, if he's dumping something through this box that's missing its bottom, it's basically going through this Rosh HaSiyachid all the way into the sea. And the part of the sea that it lands is considered Rosh HaSiyachid. And vice versa, when he's taking out of the sea through the box, that's all just considered one Rosh HaSiyachid, and that would be permitted. Now, Rav Oven says something very similar. If somebody wants to make this takana for a ship, meaning he's going to be on a ship for Shabbos, and he wants to be able to transfer from the ship into the sea or from the sea into the ship, what does he do? Mitzi Neser Toich Shloisha Shiyesh by Reichav Arba. That's the proper gears over here. He puts out a board within three tfachim of the ship's wall, and the board has to be four tfachim wide. Vat Reis Mechitzas Kilu Eilis, and then you view the Mechitzas as if they're going up. And here we're going to be using a number of different dinim. All he has is a board. He doesn't actually have Mechitzas. He doesn't have a box. It's just a plain board. And so one thing that we're using is something called Pitikr Yair Vesaisim. We take the thickness of the board, that's like a tikra, it's like a roof, and we extend that thickness all the way downwards. And therefore, we'd have Rosh HaSiyachid. The question is, how do we have our 4x4 tfachim? So remember, we just said that the board is 4 tfachim wide, and that means that he's going to cut a hole in the board that's basically the entire width of the board, that's 4 tfachim, and also 1 tefach depth. And since he's putting the board within 3 tfachim of the ship, that's called lavud, because we know lavud closes gaps of less than 3 tfachim, and so here we have walls that are 4 tfachim. Remember, we have the board itself, which is 4 tfachim wide, then we have the board within 3 tfachim of the ship, so we can connect it to the walls of the ship, and then again, since we're extending the thickness of the board all the way downwards, we have 4 walls, 4 mechitzas being extended downwards that are 4x4 tfachim, and that's considered Rosh HaSiyachid that he'd be allowed to use on Shabbos. Now we just read inside what we spoke out. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'shem Rav Nuna, the reason why the board has to be within 3 tfachim of the ship is Shekol Shlosha Shlosha Shein Smuchel Mechitza K'Mechitza Hein. Anytime we have something within 3 tfachim of something else, that's considered like a mechitza, and that's why the 4th mechitza of this little contraption is the actual wall of the ship, so we have 4 mechitzas. Now the Gemara concludes with something similar to Rav Mana's Shita. Rav Yitzchak Rav Elazar, Mifkel Rabbi Shai Reb Shammai. Rav Yitzchak Rav Elazar instructed Rabbi Shai Reb Shammai, Dava Parsh, when he was going out on a sea journey, Mevilei Sal Pachos, he should make this contraption of a basket missing its bottom, and that's just like Rav Mana, that since we have actual walls of the basket, then we could say, good Achas Mechitzta, that those walls extend all the way downwards, and he did not approve of using the shtick from Rav Avon of the board that's within 3 tfachim of the ship's wall. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.